From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Kenyan forces pulled out of towns in southern Somalia Tuesday, and Islamic extremists quickly moved into one of them, according to residents. The Kenyans' withdrawal came after an attack by Islamic extremists who claim they have killed many Kenyan peacekeepers recently, according to residents Tuesday. The town of El Ade is no man's land now after Kenyan troops started withdrawing early Tuesday and heading toward the Kenyan border, according to a resident. The residents also of Badhade told the Associated Press that Kenyan forces stationed there had also withdrawn toward the border. Following the Kenyans' withdrawal from Badhade, militants from the Islamic extremist group al-Shabaab took over and started searching homes, according to resident Muhammad Ali. Ghanaians have reacted strongly to the transfer of two Yemeni detainees held for more than a decade at the military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the West African country. Many say the presence of the detainees may pose a security threat to Ghana. However, President John Mahama said the men pose no threat and would be monitored.
We have had several sessions with the Americans. People went to Guantanamo and personally interviewed these people. And I believe that we don't... Our security is not endangered because they are in our country.
The Ghanaian government has granted permission for the two to remain in Ghana for 2 years, subject to security clearances. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker and a slew of American business executives are meeting in Nigeria to encourage trade they say will create jobs on both continents. The visit to Nigeria is expected to be among the top 10 economies in the world by 2050. This is VOA News. Paris police fired tear gas and taxi drivers lit bonfires on a major highway Tuesday amid nationwide strikes and protests over working conditions and competition from non-traditional services such as Uber. This is the president of the internet website Taxis de France. He says in two words, what we want is either eradication or compensation. Simply, there's no arguing about it. There's no more negotiation. We are the ones who are going to command. It's over. We suffered for the past 3 or 4 years, and we've had enough. So either the government bans private chauffeur drivers or give us compensation. It's that simple. We're not going to negotiate anymore. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Manuel Valls met with the taxi drivers in an apparent attempt to defuse tensions and condemn the drivers' violence, but promised to strengthen a police crackdown on the competing taxi services that the drivers are protesting. Hundreds of French taxis were joined by a few from Belgium and Spain. They blocked major intersections leading into western Paris. 1 in 5 flights were canceled at Paris airports, and other flights faced delays as air traffic controllers staged a walkout and taxi drivers disrupted roads. Humanitarian agencies are calling for unimpeded access to millions of besieged people in Syria and for the funds needed to support their life-saving operations. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Syria will mark 5 years of civil war that has evolved into the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world. The United Nations estimates more than 250,000 people have been killed, 6.5 million Syrians have become internally displaced, and 4.5 million people have become refugees. UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Syria, Yaqub El Hilo, says the warring parties are using starvation as a war tactic. He says aid agencies are unable to reach more than 4.5 million people because of military action, lack of security, and attacks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis met with the Iranian president Tuesday, joining a cordial discussion which touched on the recent nuclear accord and Iran's role in the region. President Hassan Rouhani first met with Francis privately for 40 minutes and later with other officials. The Vatican in a statement said the conversation delved into the nuclear accord and also described the talks as cordial. After the meeting, Iran's president asked Pope Francis to pray for him. The World Health Organization says it suspects a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a rare birth defect that it says gives babies abnormally small heads, but says so far the evidence is circumstantial. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.